Hello, and welcome to the She Hit Refresh podcast. My name is Seppi, rhymes with Peppy, and I'm your host. This is a podcast for women aged 30 and up who want to break free from routine and start a life of travel, specifically women who want to move abroad or travel the world long term. And if this is your first time tuning in, you're going to hear me sit down with women who have made their travel dreams come true and discuss how and why they moved abroad and gave up a life of convention to travel the world. You see, I myself hit refresh in 2015 when I was 35, and I moved from my home state of Texas to Madrid, Spain. I'm now 41, and wow, that has flown by so fast, and I'm still here in Spain and loving every minute of it. I'm so grateful that I took the leap because I'm building the life of my dreams here. And if you're looking to do something similar, you are in the right place because we are here to help you. Now, for anyone new to the podcast, this podcast is actually an extension of our Facebook group where you can join at facebook.com/groups/SheHitRefresh. We have over 8,000 members worldwide there. Come join us and get even more information and inspiration on how to hit refresh. So in today's episode, I speak with Lucy Liu. And no, that's not the Charlie's Angels or Ally McBeal Lucy Liu. I know that was a throwback, right? But she's an equally, if not more, inspirational Lucy. Now, Lucy is a master life coach who helps women get unstuck, kiss overwhelm goodbye, cultivate rockstar confidence, see clarity, reach new goals, and live a joyful, fulfilling life. She's an unshakable optimist, wife, mother, easygoing entrepreneur, author, and inspires as the host of her weekly podcast, The Lucy Liu Show. Lucy grew up in the US, but has been living in Taiwan for almost 20 years. And I'm so excited to bring this episode to you because we haven't had a refresher yet who has relocated to Taiwan. So listen in and get inspired by her refresh. Lucy, I'm so excited to have you on the She Hit Refresh podcast. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Seppi. So good to talk to you again.
Yeah, this is exciting for the audience out there. Lucy and I met as we were both participants in a virtual conference called Podthon, talking about podcasting. Lucy is a podcaster as well. And so we met virtually, I believe that was last year. Yeah, we had an incredible time. And I'm so excited to have Lucy on the podcast because she herself is a refresher too. So without further ado, Lucy, can you tell our audience a little bit about yourself? We'd love to hear where you're from, where you grew up, your age, because we do talk about age on here, and what you do.
I'm really excited. I'm turning 40 this year. I was born in China, immigrated to the US, grew up in Los Angeles, and actually I hit refresh and moved to Taiwan because I married my husband and he's Taiwanese. It's a country I've never been to, but I traveled throughout Asia, and I call both Los Angeles and Taiwan home now. So yeah, I'm a life coach, speaker, author, and I just love empowering women with confidence, joy, and living a thriving life.
Fabulous. Already so intrigued by your story. And I just love your energy. That's something that definitely captivated me when we did Podthon together. So excited to do this podcast with you. Would love to talk a little bit about what you did before you moved to Taiwan, before you became a life coach. Can you let us know kind of your life before you hit refresh?
Wow. Do we have like 3 hours, right? Because there's actually so many refreshes in life. And I feel like it's okay to pivot. Like the way I look at life, I want to live different lives. I don't want to just live one life and that's it. I enjoyed every season of my life. There's different seasons for all of us. And I feel like that makes me me, right? We're all unique in our own ways. So to begin with, I actually went to school for economics because I went to UCLA and at the time they didn't have a business major. So the closest thing that came to that was economics. And I interned for major financial institute at the time, Merrill Lynch. They're part of Bank of America now, but I felt disconnected to myself. Like I was working in the beautiful office my managers, they were managing funds for movie stars, athletes, and their wives, right? And they're everyone in the office was making over $1 million. And I know I would be set financially, but something was missing. Like, I wasn't happy, right? It's great if you help people make money, but I also saw the irresponsibility side of a lot of financial planners, where they didn't care about their customers. And if their clients lost money, they still make money, right? So as a financial planner, you make money either way. And that didn't really align with my purpose. And I felt like that wasn't going to make me happy. So I kind of left everything behind. Like, I majored in economics and it was useless to me, but I still made the decision to move to Taiwan and marry my husband, now husband, back then boyfriend. And I moved to a country in Asia called Taiwan. And it was weird because I was fine. I moved here and I was okay. But surprisingly, people started asking me, like, how do you survive? Like, you have no friends there. You've never even been to the country. You don't have any relatives or just don't have any support system. Like, how do you do it? And down the years, I realized, wow, that's my superpower. I have the superpower to turn any negative situation into a positive situation. That's pretty awesome. And I think that led me to realizing my calling eventually for coaching, because I didn't know coaching was a career. Like, as I grew up, especially in the Asian community, people didn't hire coaches because we think that's for someone else. It's for celebrities. It's for owners only, or maybe just the CEOs, but it's not for us everyday Joes. Like, we don't need a coach. So I didn't know it was a career. And the moment I realized that was, you know, something that I can do, I knew it was for me for the rest of my life. Like, I knew I want to be doing this. Like, me talking to you, Seppi, like, just if I were to provide any value to an audience and giving them just even one nugget of inspiration, that would make my day, and that makes my life now.
Beautiful. Wow. Okay. I definitely want to get into the career side of things, but before, I'd love to have some questions about moving to Taiwan. So I want to unpack that first, and then I definitely want to get into how you became a coach. So you said you moved to Taiwan because you had a partner who was Taiwanese. And so I'm assuming you met in LA, but yes. Before you met your partner, had you ever thought of moving abroad or living abroad?
No, never, ever. Like, my family, we immigrated to the US. I mean, I lived a well-off life. Like, we were very fortunate. I know a lot of Asian friends who they went to the America as refugees. So I know I have had it better than a lot of people, but I knew America was a great place. And my dad traveled throughout the world before he decided that America was the place to be at. So I trusted him, and I know I would be in good hands. And I just knew I was going to, I mean, I am American still, and I still call Los Angeles my home, and that's where I'm home base, and my parents are still there. It's just that I never imagined to be elsewhere. And I think as my parents grew up, they never expected to leave China either. So I think it's not so much what we think, but life happens, and it happens for a reason. And I always believe it happens for the best. And especially through COVID, I think I learned that uncertainty is the only true certainty we have in life. And we just have to learn to embrace that.
Definitely. Oh my gosh, that is so true. Right now, I feel like I kind of plan more month to month because I just don't know, you know, what's going to be, what the opportunities will be and what are the possibilities in a few months' time, because everything has been so uncertain the past year. But going back to Taiwan then, I'd love to know how old you were when you moved there, and did you want to move? I know you wanted to, I'm sure, be with your partner, and he was going there. And so did you want to move when you made that leap?
No, it was actually a pretty short decision. I wasn't expecting it. I didn't want to move here, but he really highly recommended. At the time, his family had a family business here. So they invited us to be part of the company and see how it works here, because obviously his parents would want us in management to revolutionize some of the old company structures. And that career-wise, that's why we came here. But we always knew that wasn't what we wanted. So we kind of like set up the company right. We fired a lot of the old workers and really set it up as a cooperation that will run with proper structure. And we helped the company get a lot of international certifications. And so kind of sort of set the family business up more so that it can run even after we leave, because eventually we did leave the company and we started our own businesses as well. So yeah, it was an experience. And in between, we did get to travel throughout Asia. So that was fun.
Lovely. And how old were you when you moved?
I was actually just graduating from UCLA. So it was about 21. I was very young. I married really young and I graduated young because actually I dropped myself out of high school, even with straight A's, because I was so ambitious. I was a hustler back then, right? And even though I had straight A's, I still wasn't content. Like, I excelled in everything I did, but I wasn't happy. Like, I still felt like I was behind. So all these feelings that we have about ourselves is really, it's really self-imposed now that I know. But back then, it's just I was always chasing success, and success was like so far away from me, even though I had perfect GPA, and it just wasn't, it was never enough. So I dropped myself out of high school, even with straight A's, and I took something we had in California called the California Proficiency Test, which gets you a little tiny paper. It's like half of a letter size. And with that, you can go into your local community school. And that's what I did. And I hustled my way with discipline through local community school and eventually transferred to UCLA. So when my peers, when my friends from high school were freshmen in college, I was already a junior. Yeah, so that's what I did. And you know, to be honest, hustling works. It works both personally and in business. It really gets you to a place to where you think you'll be happy, because you know that's how our brains automatically function, like fill in the blank, I'll be happier when blah blah blah, right? If you're in business, you have a business goal, I'll be happier if I make blah 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 this goal. But it's really not like that. And I had to learn it the hard way, that eventually, even working in interning or even working at the family business or my own business, it doesn't matter what I did, I still wasn't truly happy. So, and that's why I'm here. I personally transformed my own life from feeling overstressed, unhappy, unhealthy, to now living a life of true joy, fulfillment, and mindfulness. And that's why I love to help other women make that kind of life-changing transformations. And yes, I did take some bold moves along the way to create that more aligned and fulfilled life. And I hope to inspire as many as women to do the same. And that's why I love what you do, Seppi. She hit refresh, because every woman deserves the refresh anytime she wishes to.
Oh, I love that. Definitely. And I want to dive into that a bit of what you said about being a hustler. I know I read on your bio that you know, consider yourself an extra overachiever and a recovering perfectionist. And I know those traits, you know, they can cause a lot of stress in someone's life, and couple that with like moving abroad, couple that with being an entrepreneur, you know, that just adds a lot of pressure. And I just wanted to dive into a little bit more about how you yourself learned how to overcome that stress, you know, and find joy in life, regardless of what is going on around you. How did you find that for yourself?
Honestly, I found out the hard way. I had trouble breathing to a point that I had chest pains. I just gaps for air all the time. Like I have to take such deep breath all the time. And yet it still feel like I wasn't getting any air through. And I went to the doctors, had a lot of exams, and everything turned out fine. But yet I felt like I was like dying. There was something majorly wrong with me. So the doctor told me it's probably stress. And I was so shocked. Like a stress? Like I think stress is just regular little stress, but not having such catastrophic amount of effect on my body. So it was really a toll on my body. And I realized that, oh, so if it's just stress, I need to dig into personal development, right? To change myself, because that's, I'm the only person that can help myself. And that's actually when I started personal development in my 20s. And pretty much through a decade of going through personal development until I learned about coaching, and I was like, oh my gosh, had I taken courses, had I knew all these resources out there existed, that would have expedited my transformation so much faster. And that's what I want for my clients now, is to expedite that process of transformation, of, you know, going from stress to where you want to be with the guidance of a coach. And that's what I preach now, right? I hope if someone really needs guidance or help along the way, they can reach out to me. If not, that's fine, but find yourself a coach. It's so much easier. I mean, it's great. You read through blogs, right? You listen to podcasts, because I do too. And I read blog posts too. I take courses too. But in reality, it's when you really invest in a coach, it's not that you're investing in the coach. You're actually starting to believe that you're worthy and that you will get there. And that's why you're willing to invest yourself in a coach, because you're investing in yourself.
Nice. And I want to talk a bit more about coaching then. So you got in it yourself from doing your own personal development. Did you start working with the coach? Like, how did you even realize that coaching was a possibility and that it was the right path for you?
Yes, I was actually following a blogger, and I took a blogging course from her to start my own blog on personal development. I was like, hey, you know, I'm doing great. I'm doing fabulous. I'm going to start a blog, and I'll just inspire people with my blog. You know, it was a personal development blog. So I took her course. Her name is Natalie Bacon. And it turned out she became a coach. So I learned throughout the process that coaching was a thing. And that's what I did. I was like, wow, I'm not doing this blog anymore. I'm going in. But of course, as I started to want to coach, when I was an aspiring coach, obviously limiting beliefs and overthinking came in again. And that's when I hired my own business coach. And I told her, you know, I'm going to be a coach a year later. So I'm just looking for a coach now. And a year later, I'll start working with you. And she's like, what are you waiting for? Right? So she pushed me to start right away. And that's what I did. And see, that's the difference. When you're doing it yourself, you're just overthinking. And that's why I call myself an ex-overthinker. I'm an ex-perfectionist. Like anything you want to get rid of in your life, add an X in front of it. You're setting a verbal boundary and you're making that commitment that you're no longer that version of yourself. It makes a world of difference.
Love that. I'm going to think about what my exes are. And for anyone out there listening who maybe doesn't understand exactly what a life coach is, or may think it's a little bit too woo for them, what exactly does a life coach do?
There's so many aspects. And I actually have a whole episode on this, because so many people have this question, like, what exactly is a life coach? And on my podcast, The Lucy Liu Show, I believe it was episode number 7, where I laid out the difference between therapist, life coach, consultant, And there's so many niches now, right? Like there's so many different kinds of coaches. So there is actually some difference. And I go into more detail in my episode. But basically, when you work with a therapist, you're treating, you know, a mental illness or depression or cope with abuse and trauma, loss, or if you're holding on from something from the past that you can't let go. So when you're working with a therapist, you're letting go of something from the past that's affecting you now, right? And when you work with a life coach, we're really using tools and techniques to change your mindset and increase your emotional well-being right now. So it's more present focused and future focused. We're reframing your current thoughts so that it will increase your motivation and confidence to really set and reach your next goals. And that clarity of seeing how you will get to your goal, because your goal might be at point Z, like as in zebra, right? But you're at point A now. And us women, especially, we're overthinkers, right? So when we're standing at point A and thinking about point zebra, it's too far away. It's too hard. It's too difficult. It feels like we can't get there. And then all these things come in between us. And when you have a coach, so you're super laser focused on going from point A to point B and then from C. So it's baby steps and really laser focusing on your exact next step. And that's how you get to your final destination. And even so, you know, and enjoy the ride, enjoying the journey along the way as well. And that's what I do with my clients. I hope that even if they take a wrong turn, they have learned something and enjoyed every single turn on this journey. And also there are business consultants and niche life coaching, which is, for example, business coach or fitness coach, that's more very technical to get you just to one tiny result, one niche, one area of your life. But either way, when you invest, it's really, like I said, about investing and believing in yourself.
100%. And we have had life coaches join us on our She Hit Refresh retreats in the past, and definitely have seen the impact that they've had in the sessions that they run with attendees, of just helping them find clarity, prioritize, right? Find out what's important to them and really get some structure to their thoughts and their dreams. And even that was just a one-off session. There was so much impact that was taken from that. And so I think that a life coach is an important investment if you need help figuring out your path of how to get to A to Z, like you said.
Yeah, because especially if as women, we are the CEOs of our life. Right? We have different departments. You have the administration, the finance. You have to think of yourself as a corporation, and you have to step up as a CEO, right? This organization is called your life, and you get to run it. And so you have to run it, and you have to be confident. For example, I had a past client. She, you know, when we worked together, she was actually in debt. She was barely making anything, but she came to me for confidence. And once she had that confidence, she went on to doing a lot of amazing things. And eventually she makes like 200K now. But it's always the personal mindset that's at the foundation. Those are your pillars of your life. So whether you're just a professional woman or you have your own business, it's all about the foundations, right? The foundations of your mindset, because it doesn't matter what you do. Those are really important as you carry them out, because when you transform the business of your life, you in turn transform the life of your business.
Oof, Yes. And yes, it's so important to really dive into your mindset, I think, because those blockers, those limiting beliefs really will limit the success that you have in your life. And I don't mean success just in a financial frame. I mean success in terms of the things that you want to fulfill in your life, the kind of life you want to lead. And it's so powerful once we remove those blockers that we have. And everybody has their own unique blockers. But once you can remove those or work through those, it's really limitless as to what you can achieve in your life.
Right. And then you know what? You get, again, you're the CEO. So you get to decide what success means to you. Like for me, I set it so that I am successful if I make my bed in the morning. And guess what? I feel on top of the world by like 7 a.m. already because I made my bed. Right. It's you should make yourself feel good about yourself when you wake up, and then you get to decide what successful means, not a digital number, not someone else's expectations. You know, it's about your life. It's you. You get to decide. And everything you want in life is a decision. You want to be happy, joy, a state of happiness. That's your decision. You want to be confident. People are not born confident. You get to make that decision that you want to be and will be confident. And once you make that decision, you are already there. So you get to decide. And that's the beauty of life.
Love it. Thank you so much. I have some questions still about Taiwan, though, because you're actually the first guest that we've had that is living in Taiwan. So I want to shed some more light on that for anyone out there who's maybe thinking of relocating to Taiwan. I'd love to know what some of the challenges you faced, living in this new country that you hadn't been to before.
To be honest, like I said, I do have this superpower of being positive. So I don't really see any challenges, and especially with Taiwan, so many people are here, whether you want it. I would have to say I know friends who have come from also from America, and they have trouble finding jobs besides teaching English. So everyone who I know that moves here, if they're not doing a family business here, they are teaching English. I mean, the pay is not bad, and the environment, I would have to say, is a lot better than China mostly. But yeah, I would say the challenge is having to find a job outside of teaching English or a family business. So if those are okay with you, it's a beautiful country.
Lovely. And what are some of those things that you love about living there?
I love it here. I mean, food. And also that everyone's really friendly and everyone pretty much speaks English. I think, you know, everyone learns English here at very young age. So it's really easy to communicate and get around. And it's just a beautiful country.
Love it. Yeah, I haven't been there yet. So I'll have to come check Taiwan out next time I'm on that side of the world. And I wanted to ask how, you know, I know you moved to Taiwan when you were 21 and now you're almost going to be 40. So that's really exciting. So you've been there for a big part of your life, but I'd love to know how the experience of living in a foreign country impacted you or changed you.
I am really grateful because, like I said, because I was so stressed out, because I was going through this phase of personal development, when I was living in Taiwan, I was kind of forced to be missing in action. Like, I don't have FOMO. Like, you know, even though I see my friends, what they're doing, like, it doesn't affect me. If people are watching something on Netflix, I'm not tempted that I must do it. So I think I've learned to really set my own dream calendar of what I want to do instead of what my friends want to do or what society is telling me to do. And I think that has made a world of difference in my mental health. And like, for example, I know people that stays up all night to watch, you know, Netflix or a new show because all their friends are watching it or because they have to talk about it at work the next day, right? And I think because of being in a different country, That was really helpful for me, that I learned the skill of not feeling left out. And I have this joy of missing out, that it's okay that you haven't watched the show, or it's okay you haven't experienced. And I think that's really precious, because society and, you know, just the social media has such a big impact on our mental health. And people hate social media for that, but I love social media. I love the internet. That's how I'm meeting everyone. And it's led me to so many great connections. And look, Seppi, we're here, right? It fills me to be talking to you. And I hope that every conversation you have, it should be fueling you instead of making you feel bad in any way, or feeling left out, or feeling, you know, less self-worth or confident. So I think that's really important, just to make sure that you are in control of your life. And that's what I love. Like, I set my calendar when I work, when I travel, and when I want to watch my favorite shows. So it's my life and I'm living it. And that's what I love.
Yes. Congratulations. Yes. I love that, because for me, when going back to talking about success, you know, that you define your own success. For me personally, success is really just having that autonomy over my life to do the things I want to do when I want to do them, with the people I want to do them with. And so that's what I've been working towards, I think, feel like my whole life, but it probably didn't come into clarity until very recently. And so I just quit my job a week ago today. So I feel so much more in alignment with my joy and my happiness, because I'm starting to step into that success that I have defined for myself again. And it just brings so much joy and just puts me in a state of being that feels, you know, I just feel so at peace.
Yay. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. So I'm very excited for this next chapter. But what we didn't cover, and I would love to highlight, is that you are also a mother.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a mother bear to my 10-year-old daughter.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Well, what has that been like, raising a child abroad in a country that you did not grow up in?
Yeah, that was fun. No, I mean, being a U.S. citizen, so she's born American here, of course. So I wanted her to learn Chinese. It's a lot easier to learn a language when you are in the country. And I feel like it's had a very positive effect on her personality, that she is more open and she's extroverted. I schooled her here, I schooled her in the US. So, and I go back and forth, not in the middle of the school year, but I do it by like the beginning of the year. So she's been in elementary school in the US and here. And I think it really helped her with her interpersonality. She's very friendly. She can make friends, and she goes out and make friends with everyone. And I think I really, like, her dad used to worry about that, about her, like, is she gonna adjust? I'm like, stop overthinking, right? Because I'm all about not overthinking. So just don't overthink it. I think kids are, it's so much easier than kids to adjust than you think. And I really like that about her, that she gets to learn more and she gets a worldview. And I've taken her travel a lot when she was younger, like on long vacations, we would go. I've taken her to China, Hong Kong, Macau, like Singapore, like just taking her out. That was amazing too.
That is an incredible experience for a little person. I love that. And that is so interesting. So do you spend a good chunk of time in the US? You said that she has gone to school in the US, but also in Taiwan. Yeah. So do you split your life like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
How interesting. Can you tell us a little bit more about that for anyone who might be interested in doing that kind of blended country lifestyle and upbringing for their children?
Well, I think English is international language. So as long as she's learning English, I'm fine with that. And I think even with today's technology, even the US, there's public schools, and there's public schools online. There's homeschooling choices. But I do put her here in a dual language school. So she's getting English at school and Chinese. And I think international, all English schools are available in pretty much any country now. So it's not so much to worry about. For me, it's about setting up her life upright with her mindset and personality. So I think to me, that's more important than the education itself. Because once she has those foundations, I believe if she's growing up happy, confident, that no matter where she is, what she does, and what she decides to do with her life in the future, she's already got it. It's already done.
Yes. What a gift. That's incredible. Thank you for sharing. And in terms of Taiwan, you've been there for what, 19 years now is the plan? Yeah. It's almost half your life. Are you planning on staying there forever?
No. Once she gets to higher education, I would still want her to be educated in the U.S. just so I can help her with homework, maybe, because I can't help her with her Chinese homework. I went to school and college in the US. So I do want her to have a similar education to me so that we have more in common, and I would say, so that I can help her in any way possible. Yeah, so I'll still be traveling, but definitely my home base has always been LA.
Great. And I forgot to ask this question, but I would love to know, what did your family and friends think, one, of your decision to move to Taiwan? And I'd also love to know what they thought of your decision to become a life coach.
They don't get it. I think even till this day, my mom, like when I'm on coaching calls, she's like, are you sure you're working? Because all I hear is you laughing and just having fun. I'm like, yes, mom, work doesn't have to be sad and in any way. So not everyone gets you. And I think this is why it's important to find a group, your community of people who get you, because your family and friends don't have the same goals and visions as you. So they're going to give you opinions, or they're going to stop you. They're not going to get you, or because you don't have the same goals and visions. So you need to be around and listen to people who have the same goals and visions as you and who are already there where you want to be. Those are the only people that you need to talk to. And when we go to friends, they mean really well, right? They tell you, you should be doing this, should be doing that, really don't do this, don't do that. And they're pouring their heart out to you, maybe. But is it helpful? Not necessarily, because what's really going to work is your inner wisdom, because a wisdom of your well of wisdom is already inside of you, and you get to discover that. And it might be covered with some bushes, but it's there, and you need to listen to yourself, your intuition, and find that well of wisdom and talk to people who have the same goals and visions.
Yes, I 100% agree. I think it is so important because, like you said, our friends and families don't have the same goals. And also they, you know, a lot of times, even though they mean well, they're projecting their fears on us, especially I talk about this with our refreshers, those who want to move abroad later in life. You know, a lot of people think that's a really crazy idea, but that's because that's just not something that seems feasible in their minds. And they'll project a lot of fears on you, which can make you feel like that dream is unattainable. But once you surround yourself with people who get you, like you said, then it opens up this world of possibilities and you feel very empowered and supported in the dreams that you have. And going back to what you were saying about, you know, social media and online, I love the internet and social media because that is where I've been able to find so many of my people virtually. Like you, Lucy, I would have probably never have met you if it wasn't for the virtual world. And I think things like Facebook groups are places where you can definitely find your people if you don't have those people where you're living at, you know, physically that you can meet.
Absolutely.
Lovely. All right. Well, we are getting towards the end of the podcast here, but I just have a couple more questions. One, I'd love to know, you know, what you've learned about yourself through your refresh journeys of moving abroad, starting a new career. What have you learned about yourself in this journey?
What I learned about myself is that I get to reset myself. Like I get to reset a phone or reboot a computer. And I've really learned, I like to share my favorite quote, is really basically what I learned throughout these years is that yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift, which is why we call it the present. And I think just being alive is a present. And if you're thinking about hitting refresh, absolutely just do it because, you know, it's only temporary. Life is temporary. Anything is temporary. So just go have fun and you never know what you get out of it, right? When I first came to Taiwan, I said, okay, it's only going to be temporary. My parents are in the US. So I can go back anytime if it doesn't work out, right? So with that mindset, you just have fun. And really, that's what I want for anyone who's listening. I mean, making money should be a byproduct of what you enjoy doing. And then have fun along the way.
Beautifully said. Thank you, Lucy. Well, if anyone out there wants to connect with you or find more information, where should they go?
Oh, you can always tune in to my podcast, The Lucy Liu Show. It's a weekly short, about 10 to 20 minutes, fueling station for your mind, life, and business. It's LucyLiu, and I'm also at lucyliucoaching.com. And I'm very active on Instagram at MSLucyLiu. So if you are listening, come say hi.
Love it. And we'll be sure to drop all of those links in the show notes for the listeners out there to find. Well, Lucy, it has been such a pleasure. I have loved learning more about your journey, and I really appreciate you sharing your story with us.
Thank you for having me, Seppi, and to all the beautiful listeners, blessings are coming your way.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you took the time to rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. It really does help to get the word out and get us new listeners. Please share She Hit Refresh with anyone out there who is looking to refresh their life. And if you're looking to move to Europe, don't forget to pick up my book, I'm Outta Here, An American's Ultimate Visa Guide to Living in Europe. And you can find it on our site at shehitrefresh.com, and you'll see it there on the homepage. And last, if you're a woman 30 years and over and looking to hit refresh, please join us in our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/shehitrefresh.